Okay, so we had ended off by discussing the machlokes between the Balamor and the Ravid. As far as the meaning of so the Bala Ma'or is a little bit more rooted in our Gemara, where the Bala Ma'or says it's Lishna Ma'al Yehuda Nakat, and we have to be especially careful when it comes to Psach Devarecha Yo'ir, that when a person is starting out, there's an extra emphasis on Lishna Ma'alya. In general, there's an Isser of Ladaber Belashan Meguna. How careful we have to be. I should note that for the Ramban, that's part of the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu. I think I said that very quickly the other day. But the Ramban focuses on three primary areas: Machalos Asuros, Bios Asuros, and Dibor, Lo Yedaber Ke'echad Min HaNevalim. And so that's the approach of the Bala Ma'or. And we think it would be very innocent until the Ravid comes along and says that he disagrees. And he says it has nothing to do with Lishna Ma'alya, but rather it's actually teaching us a halacha. And in every single case that we have the term or instead of laila, it's actually teaching us that it's really bitchilas halaila sha'adayin yeshvomi ur hayom. And it's not entirely clear what the Ravid is referring to, either immediately at Seisakochavim or perhaps even Bein Ashmashos or Hayom. Either of those time points are defensible. And we'll see how it was interpreted by the later Rishonim and Achronim Leminehem. But the Ravid has a line that we were very focused on, and you've already prepared the Makoros, so you understand why I'm so intrigued by this line and the potential it has for us in terms of our sugya, if we are to understand that there's a special yichus. It's not just the practical reading of Dav Dalid, B'nai Adam, Mitzvien, B'batayan, V'or Haner, Yafa, L'Bedika, but there's something special about that night, as the Ran was Goris on the strength of the other comment of the Ravid, based on the Yerushalmi, B'shashim, B'nai Adam, Mitzvien, B'batayan, Visha, Or Haner, Yafa, L'Bedika, that it's an independent clause, it's an independent rationale. So what is the nature of this day, of Erev Pesach, that we're so protective of? So that line in the Ravid was, of course, based on the Gemara Masechta Yuma, or the Yom HaKippurim, Mispalel Sheva. And there, Yair, what was the Ravid's comment? The Ravid says that, I'll tell you why it's or the Yom HaKippurim, immediately as Yom HaKippurim begins, because Yom Kippur would be diminished if, this is the Ravid, Avi? Sheyehe kol hayom beritzuei lefanav, that we have to create, right, an opportunity immediately as Yom Kippur comes in to define the day, the achas bashana, to define the day for its purposes of kapara. In other words, the standard rules of Mariv don't apply. That's not what Yom HaKippurim is. You have to generate a status of Yom Ritzui. And therefore, Or the Yom HaKippurim is Palel Sheva. So I thought that comparison was very pregnant for us, had a lot of potential for us. And so that's exactly what I wanted to try to develop as we move forward. Okay, so let's take a look at the Gemara Masechta Yuma, the Rashi there, and we'll be off and running. Yaakov, go ahead. Umisvada, okay. So this is the Gemara that the Ravid was referring to. Okay, Rashi comments on the Gemara Sheva Me'ein Shmona Esrei. It sounds like it's a really interesting machlokas about Motzai Yom HaKippurim. Because Rashi says, Shlosha Rishonos and Shlosha Achronos Ketiknan, we never mess with those. Right, we don't normally say this about Ma'ariv, right? That you could just get away with, being mispalel sheva with a havinenu. But Rashi says, "If a little rachmanis on you, it's after Yom Kippur. People, are tired and they're hungry. So there's a tircha, the tircha de tzibura. So that's the basis of the kula. The Baal Yatosos, mispalel sheva mein shmon esrei brachos." It sounds like the machlokas is just a technical machlokas. Even those who disagree, and they think that you do a proper Shmona Esrei, so their argument isn't fundamental in the Gemara. What was the argument, Leave? They said, the reason we want you to do a full Shmona Esrei is because... They're very, very technical reasons. It doesn't sound like they're so offended by the idea of Mispalel Sheva, Shemi. Exactly, so we have to have this insertion, so Havinenu is not going to allow for that. But it seems like everybody is moded in the Iker Hadin. You really have the right, Motzei Yom HaKippurim, to daven a Tfila of Yom Tif, a Tfila of Yom Kippur, and not the regular Tfila Schol. That's very surprising. I think they have a technical machlokas about Havdala B'chon and Hadash. Shemi, excellent. Okay, so Yaakov, go ahead, Pirish Rashbam. To the world, the difference between Rashi and Tosus. Rashi said, to Rachmanis, right, it's a Tircha de Tzibura, after all, is a machlokas already in the Mishnah, the Masech de Brachos, does a person really have to say the whole Amida? Remember, machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, do you say the entire Shmona Esrei, or do you say an abbreviated Shmona Esrei, or maybe it depends, Im Shagor Tfilaso Befiv, Im Ein Shagor Tfilaso Befiv. Okay, so we have a certain amount of flexibility in general. That's the world that Rashi is coming from. So in the case of Tircha, hey mamru, the rabbis are going to be lenient with you. The Baal Yatosos understood this to be a fundamental din. What were they saying? That Motzai Yom HaKippurim isn't really purely Eitan what? Excellent. It's not really Chol. There's an aspect of Chol to it. The fish shekvar pano hayom v'chol havi l'hochim is pa'al main shemona esrei, but really, it at least carries over some of the charisma of Yom Kippur, and that's a din in the inoy da'akasi hu betainus chashev ki yom ha'hipurim. So the Baal Yatosos didn't understand like Rashi. It's not a technical din, it's a fundamental din. That Yom HaKippurim is spilling over into Motzai Yom HaKippurim. Now, you have to integrate the fact that by virtue of the Zman, is already a Zman Chol. But as far as the Gavra is concerned, Kevan Da'akati Hu Betainos Chashav Hu B'Yom HaKippurim. So the Baal Yatosos are pointing out that we have conflicting themes. As far as the Gavra is concerned, it's very much a continuation of Yom HaKippurim. As far as the Zman is concerned, it's already a Zman Chol. So how do we sort of bridge the difference? So we have this idea of Tfila Sheva, that we're going to have the same number of brachos that we would have on Yom HaKippurim itself, Sheva brachos, but the middle bracha will be the bracha of Havinenu, which incorporates Chol. So it's really a pshara that's rooted in a fundamental conflict, right? It's not Rashi just because of the Tircha. Okay, so what's really behind all of this? Why do I find this to be such an important halachic analog for us as we are pursuing the din of Arli Arbasar? So let's take a look at the Rambam. This is the very end of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Shvisas Asor, very celebrated passage in the Rambam. Okay, Yaakov, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
B'tisha l'chodesh ba'erev, me'erev ba'erev, tish b'tusha ba'aschem. Okay, so the Rambam clearly feels that this is a din d'oraisa, and not for now, this is a little bit beyond their scope, but the Rambam obviously felt that the din of Hanachlam Yisrael Mutav Shu Shogig and Value Mizidin can apply even in the case of a d'oraisa. There's a lot to be said about that in terms of Shi'urim and Tochacha, etc. It's also a little funny because, you know, with this line that the Rambam throws in here, Yafshar Shi'ashoter Beveis Kol Echad Ve'echad Lahazir Nashav. It's true that Rashi in the Sugya of Eid Echad Neman Be'isurin says that in terms of why it is that we rely on that principle. It's Machlokas Rashi Tosos about that at the beginning of Masechta Bava Kamma and Beis Amud Beis. But the truth of the matter is that you would think in this case, even though in general it certainly is a compelling idea, your wife is preparing a meal, so you can't have a shoter that's positioned there. But in this one time a year that people wouldn't be able to, obviously we can't have law enforcement, but if somebody's reading the Rambam, and the Rambam assumed that his target audience was men, as we know, so it's not so clear why the Rambam thinks that it would be so impossible to remind people about this, but that's also well beyond our scope. So let's focus in on what the Rambam said here, which is obviously fundamental importance in terms of Yom HaKippurim, as well as obviously creating a framework for us in our sugya, if the argument that I'm going to be able to present is a compelling one. So what is the Rambam suggesting here? That Yom Kippur is unique. Achas Bashana. Noam, that Yom Kippur has a singular din of Tosefes Le'inui. That's why it's not parallel to any of the other Shabbosos and Yamim Tovim, and probably why the women have no idea. Came up every week. They would probably know what was going on, right? But since it only comes up once a year, this din of Tosefes L'inyan Inui, right? Kach Shvus L'inui Ben Bayom Bavayim V'layla V'tzarech L'hosif Mechol HaKodesh V'chnisaso V'tziyaso Shenemar V'nisim Es Nafshosecha M'tisha L'chodesh Ba'erev Me'erev Ad Erev Tish Betusha Baschem. So the Rambam understood that was only the Shvisa L'inyan Inui. So it has to begin before Yom Kippur. The charisma of Yom Kippur L'inyan Inui begins before the day, and then Lahosef Mechol Ala Kodesh after the day as well. So between Rashi and Tosfos, what does it sound more like? Yeah, it's not debatable, does it? Thank you, right? It's obviously much more like Tosfos, right? That the Gavra Sharei Betainis. Now again, you could say, well, Tosfos just means he hasn't broken his fast yet, but the Rambam could go even more fundamental than that. Really, the reason that we have this question of whether we say Tfilah Sheva or an Amida on Motzei Yom HaKippurim has a lot to do with the way that we think about Motzei Yom HaKippurim as a conceptual continuation of Yom Kippur itself. So the Rambam and the Balei HaTosos would basically subscribe to that idea. Okay, very good. So let's see the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah points out, right, that there are many, many different layers of Chidushim in this Rambam. Okay? So Rabbeinu Yaakov, Vitzarech Lahosef. Right, so the Magen Mishnah is putting this all together. We consider this to be obvious because we're living 1,000 years after the fact. But if you lived right after the Rambam came out, everybody would be scrambling around to figure this out. So the Rambam said, the Magen Mishnah says, we looked in Hilchos Shabbos, We looked in Hilchos Yamtif. We didn't see anything there about Tosefes, okay? We're reading Hilchos Shvisas Asur, and it seems to us like the Rambam reserved the din of Tosefes for the end of Perek Aleph, after we discussed Shvisas Malacha, which is where the Rambam begins Perek Aleph, and then the Rambam gets to Shvisas Inui, and it's only there that he has the din of Tosefes. The Magen Mishnah is putting this together. All of you consider this obvious, right? You said, of course that's the Rambam Shita. So it's not so obvious, number one, because it's a chiddush of the Rambam relative to other Rishonim, but there's actually a much more important point to be made here, is that it's an enormous chiddush within the Rambam himself. Okay, because if you know anything about the Rambam's view of Yom Kippur, the Rambam holds that Yom Kippur is Shvis... Oh, David, go ahead. Beautiful, David. That the Rambam's entire presentation of Yom Kippur is that it's a totally integrated and coherent day. And in perhaps the best title in the history, not of rabbinic literature, but of human literature, the Rambam called the halachos of Yom Kippur, not Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, but Hilchos Shvisas Asur. Because the whole point is that you're Shoveis Mi Malacha, as well as Shoveis Min Hamasim, in other words, from bodily activities. The Rambam starts the halacha that way. Kishem Sheshus Malacha Bo, Bein Bayom Bein Malayla, Kach Shavos Le'inoy, Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. So the real Chiddush is not the Rambam relative to all the other Rishonim. The Rambam was not afraid to take on anybody, right? He felt he didn't owe them a nickel, let alone a penny, okay? But the Rambam, it's very strange that there should be, David, you're absolutely right, a discrepancy between the Rambam's notion of Shvisas Malacha and Shvisas Inui, okay? So the fact that you have Tosefes for one and not for the other is really unusual. Now, in the past, I've explained what I think is going on for the Rambam. The Rambam really did believe that Yom Kippur was Achas Bashana. But anybody want to take a stab at it? Why is it that the Shvisa only expresses itself by Inui and not by Malacha, if the whole idea of Yom Kippur is that it's fully integrated, that there's Shvisas Malacha and Shvisas Inui? Baron Holtz with the T? We did mention it last year, that's true. So, at the very beginning, if you read Perek Aleph of Hilchos Shvisas Asur, and all you have to do, again, is note sort of the order of Sefer Zmanim, Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Erevin, Shvisas Asur, then Hilchos Yamtiv, the Rambam's basic point is that Yom Kippur has to be understood as Shabbos Shabbason. It's basically Shabbos L'inyan Malacha. The only difference being Skila versus Kares, which the Rambam says about 17 times in the first three halachos. Okay, the only difference is, right, Skila versus Kares. So now with that, okay, with that hint, Noam, now go ahead and finish the thought. So if that's true, that... Exactly. So the Rambam L'shitaso had to make a concession. That which was totally unique to Yom HaKippurim really has Tosefes. May Erev Ad Erev Tishbetu Shabbaschem. But because the Rambam felt so strongly that the Isser Malacha of Yom Kippur was rooted in the Isser Malacha of Shabbos, right, he couldn't have one without the other. You couldn't have a Tosefes Malacha for purposes of Yom Kippur without having it for Shabbos. That would have been an intolerable discrepancy. So you have a lot of internal calculations that are going on in terms of the Shitas HaRambam, but the Rambam holds, and again, the Magen Mishnah is the one who's putting this together for us. That's why he says it's Nira, if you go through all the material, that there's Tosefes only as far as Inui is concerned, which is really surprising. David, I agree with you, in terms of the Rambam's conceptualization of Shvisas Malacha versus Shvisas Inui. This is a much longer shir, it has to do with the Sefer HaMitzvos, how we learn about the various... The Rambam starts making drashas from one to the other, from Inui to Malacha. They are very deeply integrated. But this is where the rubber hits the road for exactly the reason that Noam said. To keep Shabbos paired to Yom Kippur, you had to sacrifice Tosefes L'inyan Malacha, and what you're left with is Tosefes L'inyan Inui. But basically at its core, Yom Kippur is Achas Bashana. It's the one day of the year that demands a piece of the day before it, and it demands a piece of the day after it. Yom Kippur is avaricious. It swallows up that which precedes it and defines that which comes after it V'nafkamina, of course, not only as far as the Raivid's concerned, that you've got to start right away. Or liyom ha-kippurim mispalel shevo misvada. Right? This is going half a step further than that. And then on the back end as well, right, the fact that we're going to allow you to be mispalel sheva. Okay, so it's a machokes, because what are you going to do with havdala b'chonin hadas? Sounds like a very technical point, but the Bali Tosfos and the Rambam are very, very convinced that fundamentally Yom Kippur is tofes esma shela acharav. Okay, so the Magen Mishnah is putting this all together. Perek Yom HaKippurim Nira. So basically what the Magen Mishnah is pointing out is that there's conflicting evidence in the Tanaim. It's not obvious that you should go one way or the other. The Rambam had to put all of this together, okay? Yamim tovim minayin. Tish bitu. Shabbosos minayin tambalomar. Shabboschem. So everybody agrees that it's a halacha that's derived from the world of Yom Kippur. The question is, how far you're willing to peel it outwards. In other words, how exportable is it? From Yom Kippur to Shabbos, from Shabbos to Yomim Tovim, that's the whole debate. Okay? Now again, if you're just reading the Gemara, it sounds like these are all dinim d'oraisa. May Erev ad Erev tish betu Shabboschem. Doesn't sound like half of the pasuk is a din d'oraisa, half the pasuk is din d'rabbanan. So the Rambam is Ivtsaris, is what the Magen Mishnah is saying. Right, if you're going to be Mechalik, right, you're going to have find out some really good reason to be Mechalik, especially if you're going to be Mechalik internally by Yom HaKippur. But we've already tried to explain what we think Pshat is for the Rambam. Okay. Shamamru. So there's another daya, right, that says that Smeir Evad Erev is really talking about Kalocha V'shosev Echi Malav Kasev Ki'ilu Hisan Echi V'asiri. As if that was a good thing. Who told you to fast the 9th and the 10th, right? But we learned that sugya extensively last year. I'm glad no one remembered. Okay? Ulezeh Kasev Rabbeinu Tosefes Be'inui Bilvad. But the truth of the matter is that it's very difficult because what do we know? Noam, since you remembered, Im Kvar Az Kvar, that the Rambam never does what? He never ever quotes this limud. The Rambam doesn't accept that. So the Magen Mishnah knows full well that this isn't such a great solution for the Rambam. Okay? Avalachos nira daitam. Okay, so in the end of the day, when the dust settles, we have to concede that all the other Rishonim line up. And that would be true even for the Rif as well. So the Rambam here, as we know, developed his own Shita in a particularly fascinating and beautiful way. So what we do have a model, lehalacha is, it emerges for the Rambam, is that Yom Kippur is singular. Like I say, it's achas bashana, it's tofes ma'ashebal lefanav, ma'ashebal acharav. And I'm fascinated in that in terms of understanding our sugya as well. So let's go now to the next set of the Koros. Let's read the psukim in Parashas Bo. Everybody Everybody got the Makoros. Okay? So we'll take it slow. I know people didn't have a chance to look yet. We'll see the Gemara in Brachos. We'll remind ourselves of the Bali Atosos there. Oh, okay. Anybody not get? Thanks, Rami. Okay. All right. Yaakov, take it away. Okay, so if there was nothing else in this perek, if Pasuk Tesvav was the very last Pasuk and we were being intellectually honest, how would we read this Pasuk, Yaakov, if you don't mind translating into English? Shevas Yami Matzos Tochelo. I'm interested to hear you translate this Pasuk.
You should gather matzo for 7 days, and even on the first day, you should get rid of from your house.
Anybody who should eat chametz will be excised from the Jewish people from the first day until the seventh day. Okay? So, leis man depalig, that what the Pasuk says before you get to anything in Torah Shebaal Peh is what? When are we supposed to be mashbis, tashbisu, Israel? What is it? Obviously, on the first day of Pesach. It's in the Pasuk is completely incoherent if you don't read it that way. It's preceded by a clause that identifies a group of 7 days. Shevas yami matzos tochelo. So you can't really debate, right, what group of days we're talking about. We're talking about a group of 7 days where you're supposed to eat matzah. Okay. Ach bayom arishon. There's no English teacher in the world that would accept any claim that that's not talking about the first of those 7 days. Ach bayom arishon tashbisu seor mibateichem. And then, just in case, you know, you felt there was anything to argue about, right? Ki kol ochel chametz unichros ha-nefesh hayim yisrael miyom arishon ad yom ha-shvi. So it's surrounded. It's absolutely surrounded internally in the Pasuk with the definition of yom harishon being... which calendar date in Nisan? The 15th of Nisan. And the Torah refers to that as the Yom HaRishon. Miyom HaRishon ad Yom HaShvi. So we're going to have, if we think that the first Yom HaRishon, Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbisu Sor Mibateichem, if you think that means anything other than the 15th, you're going to have a lot of explaining to do. It takes the Gemara an amud and a half to try to work this out. It's an extremely steep hill to climb. Israel.
You can just say you have to get rid of it by.
Ach bayom harishon tashbisu se'or mibateicha. There's no wiggle room here. You wish and I wish, but, you know, the Pasuk says what the Pasuk says. But it's even more problematic than that, because that's just looking internally at one Pasuk. But let's finish the section. So again, once again, we have the use of the exact same term. Yom HaRishon and the Yom HaShvi, and we're talking about the Yomim Tovim. So it's not just internally in the Pasuk, but in the context, it's virtually impossible to understand Yom HaRishon as anything other than the 15th of Nisan. Okay, by Yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, Yom HaShvi Mikra Kodesh Yelachem. Last time I checked, the 14th of Nisan is not Mikra Kodesh. Okay. Let's go a little bit further, Yaakov.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the Yom Hazeh? Because this takes us back now to Pasuk Yedalad. V'haya ha-yom hazeh l'cham l'zikaron. And I'm just curious, what is the Yom Hazeh? What day did the Jews leave Egypt? Shemi, again? The 15th of Nisan. So that's what we're talking about. Ushmartim es ha-yom hazeh l'v'roseichem chukas olam. It's the 15th of Nisan. Once again? Now, this is a very difficult pasuk. Not the Yom HaRishon, but now Barishon. Maybe it's the same as the Yom HaRishon. B'arbas are Yom HaChodesh, right? Which we now, the Torah is telling us, what I mean here is the 14th of the month of Nisan. Ba'erev tochu matzos. We have no idea what that means. We have no idea. Maybe that's Or le'arbasar, more than maybe that's the way that we understand it, Or le'chamishasar. Ad Yom HaEchad ve'esrim HaChodesh Barev. If you interpret it in light of the previous psukim, Shivas Yami Matzos Tochelu, you'll want to say Ba'erev Tochu Matzos is the night of the 15th, because that'll keep the math straight. We'll keep the math people happy. But Pasuk is extremely difficult. Okay? Shivas Yamim. Right, this is the pasuk that we talked about at the very beginning of our limud when we talked about the idea of the gzeira d'oraisa, meaning what? Eitan, go ahead. At least bal yirmatze, right, seems like a gzeira d'oraisa. Remember at the time I said maybe bal yirmatze more than bal yira, because bal yira is b'chol gvulecha. It doesn't sound like you're going to get to the gazebo out in the plantation, right? But Shivas Yamim Sor Lo Yimatzei Bebateichem, if it's in your house, right, so then you're at risk. Ki Kol Ochel Machmetzes, this is what I like to call the Gzera D'Oraisa, the Pasuk. V'nechrosa Nefesh Ha'im Yedas Yisrael Bager V'Ezrach Ha'aretz. And finally, which is an extremely challenging series of psukim. And we're going to be working very hard. Obviously, reconstructing L'Halacha, the only way out for us is to say that the Torah uses Yom HaRishon to mean two very different things. The Yom HaRishon, which is Hayom HaZeh, the Mikra Kodesh, and then it gives the same appellation, Yom HaRishon, to a day before that, but who can sort of, especially on the basis of what we were saying about Yom HaKippurim, anybody have just a working theory, a hypothesis, nothing more than a speculation at this point. Ben Zion? Yeah, so the 15th defines the day before it. We actually call it, them both, the Yom HaRishon. It's Kona, the day before. A very interesting idea. Okay, what's that?
Which would make a little bit of sense for Leo Bidigas Kami's theory.
No question about it. Okay, so that's obviously where all this is going. But, you know, we can't satisfy ourselves with, you know, half-baked matzahs and half-baked theories. So we have to work hard on this. But you see the direction that this is all trying to line up. That is correct, Ben Zion. Okay. So we weren't the first people to notice these things in many, many, many different ways. So let's take a look at the Gemara, Masechta Brachos, Daf Ches. You know, this is what Noam Barinholtz was remembering, and hopefully fondly at that. Okay, go ahead. Rabibi Barabaye, our good friend, Rabibi Barabaye. Right, so, you know, Rav Chiya bar Rav Midifti. We got a lot of mileage out of Rav Chiya bar Rav Midifti last year, right? So Rav Chiya bar Rav says to him, "What are you going to finish your Shnai Mikra on Erev Yom Kippur? Don't you know that an Erev Yom Kippur? What do you got to be doing?" Right? Are you serious about it, or are you not serious about it? We could be learning Targum Unklus while you're trying to, you know, be Mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Erev Yom Kippurim. Rav Chiya Bar Rav, you know, he obviously takes his eating on Erev Yom Kippur pretty seriously. He doesn't like people even learning while they're doing that. Okay. Got to be focused, right? Okay, look. Yeah. Okay. So you're supposed to be mashna mimatzibor shnayim mikra ve'echad targum, as we discussed the sugya last year. Okay. So shelo yakdim v'shelo yacher, do it that week. The whole arichos about when does the week start for these purposes. We're not going to go over that now, but we'll just remind ourselves of the Tosfos, as I was referring to the other day. Okay, so Noam. Yanbil. Yeah, it's in the country club. near the golf course. Right. I'll show you. So, you know, Rabbi Shmuel ben Aaron Mian Bill says, no, I don't really get it. You know, why do you have to say that this, you know, Batisha Lachodesh Ba'erev, May Erev Ad Erev Tish Matu Shabbascham is a din in Erev Yom Kippurim? Just say, Batisha Lachodesh Ba'erev really means the night of the 10th. That's when Yom Kippur is. Don't say that it means the 9th of Tishrei. Says it's the 10th of Tishrei. After all, don't we have the similar construction by Erev Pesach? Barishon Barabas Yom Lachodesh Ba'erev Tochul Matzos. So Tosas gives this super technical answer. Very hard to follow. So Tosas says, go ahead, Noam. Okay, so it has to do with the placement of the verb in the conjugation of the sentence, okay? Aval hachoksiv. I think we're safe. Okay, so Tosus wants to say the following. So if the verb is placed in the following way, then we've got no problem with it being the night afterwards. If the verb is placed in the opposite way, then we know that it's supposed to be the night before. So if the pasuk says v'yidisem esnafsho seichem b'tisha lachodesh ba'erev me'erev ad erev tishbitu, so there, because V'inisem comes first. V'inisem is nafshu seichem b'tisha lachodesh ba'erev. So that has to be the 9th. Okay, I guess. But since the pasuk in Sefer Shmos, in Parshas Bo, in the 12th chapter, says, Barishon b'arabasar yom lachodesh ba'erev tochul matzos, so then it could be ba'erev tochul matzos isn't really the 14th, but it's actually the 15th. Okay. So we're obviously going to have to ask ourselves, is there not a different way of getting at this issue? A little strange to say that we could be so sure based on V'inisem esnasher seichem v'tisha, even though of course that's not the trump, that's not the way that the pasuk is really meant to be read, as opposed to Barishon mi'arbas or yom lachodesh ba'erev tochul matzos, that somehow we know magically that really means the 15th. It's a very difficult, very, very difficult line in Tosos. Ben Zion, go ahead.
So, notwithstanding what we said about the Zephas, just on this Gemara here, could we say that really Erev means the day of? It means, we're not using it on second. Sorry, yeah, the Arab really means, I guess, the day of here.
Okay.
But this is more of an esmacha in this situation here.
So what would it mean? Barishon be'arba saryom lechodesh ba'arev means when?
Barishon, that would mean the first day of Pesach.
Why? I'm not disputing it, I just don't know why. Well,
because that's what it means. Arab means the first day, like in my hypothetical situation world.
But that pasuk gives a date, the 14th. Barishon b'arabasa yom lachodesh b'arab. So fine, I'm totally willing to concede that Arab means on that day, but that it should mean or l'arabasar, tochu matos. But by the way, I'm going to argue that you're probably right, just that it means the 14th. Except that we don't actually eat matzah then, but we do something which is compared to eating matzah then, okay? So I don't think you're wrong, but I want to try to build up to that. I think you're saying something very, very important, okay? So the Bali Atosa say an answer that I don't want to speak for Rabbeinu Shmuel bar Aaron of Yanbil, but I think he would agree it's a little bit dachuk. I don't know how exactly we can know with such certitude. It sounds like it's a really significant question. I'm not sure the answer is so compelling as it is. But Ben Sion, you're saying something very important, that the term Ba'erev in both cases does seem to imply that it has the character of the day, but maybe we break it up into different component parts. Okay, we'll see what we mean by that. I saw, Noam, is that you back there? Yehuda, was that you? I saw activity there. Okay, so let's see. Just start the Gemara, and then second period I'll let you guys go forward. But let's at least just read a few lines together and daft all of the days. Like, it takes, like I said, literally an amud and a half to try to figure out this problem. It's a very, very serious problem. Okay, so beginning with Tanan Hasam. Okay, Yehuda, were you reading? Oh, okay. David, you want to do the honors? Tanan Hasam, Dalin of the Days.
Tanan Hasam, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rokhun Kol Hamesh, Resarpin, Hitfilat Sheikh, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rokhun Kol Arba, Vitalin Kol Hamesh, Resarpin, Vitfilat Sheikh, Dekulet Alman Miha, Hamesh, Sheikh, Shalat, Lumala, Asar Minala, Namar Baye,
Right, so this is the problem. Shivas yamim sorlo yimatzei v'latechem. Sounds like it's those 7 days. And ach bayom harishon tashbitu seor mibatechem. So how can both of those statements be true? So haketzad. So the Gemara says, well, you're going to have to reinterpret one of the psukim. We have no choice. The rabo sarba asar lebir. Ach, bayom harishon tashbitu seor mibateichem. We're just going to have to reinterpret that rishon doesn't mean what rishon normally means. It means the day before the rishon. But as Ben Zion likes to say, the day that shares an identity with the rishon. Okay? Very good. So the Gemara says, don't be so radical. I mean, that's a little self-serving, just to sort of change what the term Rishon means. So don't say that. Rather, say, Shivas Yamim Sorli Motzei B'Otechem, that's the controlling Pasuk. And when it said, Ach, Bayom HaRishon Tashbitu Sormi B'Otechem, so Ilan, what's the Svara of the Gemara? It's a very good Svara. Well, that's the initial thing, but then the Gemara comes back and says, no, don't say that it's the day before, because then you're changing what Rishon means. Rather say that at the very beginning of the 7 days, Ach Vayom HaRishon Tashbitu Sori Matecha means on the very night, just as the Shivas Yamim are starting, right, Hayom Holech Achar Alayla, right, so say that that's when the Bior takes place. Ve'ema L'Rabos Leilei Chamisha Asar L'Bior. That way we can actually keep what Vayom HaRishon means. Ach by Yom HaRishon means when the Yom HaRishon halachically begins, which is the night of the 15th. So the night of the 15th, wouldn't that be beautiful? I mean, it would mean the Pesach Seder would have to start even later, but that you would do Bir HaChametz as the first act. I would be so happy. Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. Right? The first thing we do isn't, you know, Kadesh Urchatz. The first thing we do is Biur Kadesh. Okay? That would be so interesting. Okay? So the Gemara says there's only one small problem with that.
The Saka Dal Chachamina, Yamim Kiv, Yamim Main Lelot, La Kamashma Lana, Filu Lelot, Kakulo, Ishri Halai, the Ha Ipash.
What I like to call the Gzera D'Oraisa Pasuk, fine. V'achilas chametz, achilas matzah, d'chziv. Ah, okay, so once we exclude the possibility of it actually meaning the night of the 15th, because that was already covered by matzah, by Erev Tochu Matzah, so you didn't need a special pasuk to be marred by that, because matzah is compared to Achilas Chametz, and Achilas Chametz is compared to Hashvasa Seor, so maybe we'll say, L'rabos Leil Yodal of the Beer? So the Gemara answers, can't be nighttime because the pasuk says ach bayom harishon k'siv. Okay, so let's hold it up there. You can see the Gemara has absolutely fascinating suggestions, and we'll go over all of them very carefully. But the basic premise of the Gemara is that we have a major dilemma on our hands, because the utilization of the term rishon does not, in the pasuk of Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbisu Seor Vatechem, doesn't comport with Shivas Yomim Seor Lo Yimatzei Vatechem. You lack the 7 whole days. That's why the Gemara's initial assumption was, maybe we can have our cake and eat it too, non-chametz, by saying that Ach Bayom HaRishon is actually a reference to the very beginning of the 7 days. Okay? Rashi, this is the point I was making to Ilan. Ve'ema l'rabos l'il chamisha asar. Let's just put that Rashi onto the record. This would be an amazing holiday. Ach? Oh, Shivas Yamim Sor Lo Yimatzei Vatechem. That only tells you the days. Ach, Bayom HaRishon Tashvisu Sor Vatechem tells me, B'Knisas Yom HaRishon. Does that sound familiar? Knisas. Ah, very good. That's exactly the language that Rashi uses to explain orally Arba'asar, right? Shlosha Asar Nige Arba'asar. Lo yiftach v'idane, Dilma leave Luya
Mitzvah. Leave Markovitz, please come to guidance.
So,
leave Markovitz, please come to guidance.
It's Tchilas Leil Arba Asar. Okay. Okay, very good. So we'll hold it up here. We have a lot of work to do, but you see how hard the Gemara works. The Gemara works strenuously to try to resolve this issue, but there's a lot to be gained. So,